Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. This is Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Toba. It is so good to have you with us for a year in the Word. Amen. We give glory to God because we're once again in His presence, and we're reading from Psalms chapters 57 through 59 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you thanks, O God, and giving you praise, Lord, for your kindness toward us, for your everlasting love that you have toward each and every one of us. Lord, we lift you up on today because we recognize that you are the true and the living God. You are our strong creator. You are the one who is almighty, all-seeing, and omnipresent. Lord God, we give you glory and we praise you on today. Amen, because you are working a work in each and every one of us. You are maneuvering things in our lives so that our purpose is fulfilled in each and every one of us. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for our purpose, our destiny, Lord God, that you called us out of our mother's wombs to fulfill. Oh God, we give you glory on today, and we praise and we magnify your name, Lord Jesus. Oh God, we just thank you, Lord, for this word that we're about to read in Psalms 57 through 59. We're asking, Lord God, that you give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of your word. Lord, we're asking for revelations from on high, from directly from the throne of God. Speak, Lord, to each and every soul, Lord God, that is gathered around their computers, around their radios, however they're listening to this broadcast. Speak, Lord, to each and every one of them. Lord, move in their circumstance, no matter what it is, Lord God. Oh, Lord, I'm lifting it up before you, the secret cry of their hearts, their secret prayers, Lord God, that nobody else knows. I'm lifting it up before you, Lord, because you see and you know and what is in the heart of each and every one of us. Oh, Lord God, save us on today. Deliver us from the enemy, Lord God, that is trying to devour us. Move, oh, God. In every circumstance, in every relationship, on the job, Lord, in our churches, in our ministries, Lord God, in our families, in our marriages, move, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Heal, Lord, repair, regenerate, revive, renew, restore, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we will forever give your name the praise. Oh, my God, we give glory to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Jesus. Precious Jesus, I thank you, Lord. There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Oh, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for your saving name. I thank you, Lord, that the righteous are able to run in. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, is how it is written. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and is safe. I praise God for safety on today. 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 Amen. We give glory and honor to Jesus, our Savior, our Keeper, our High Priest, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, oh, our Healer, our Hope, the Author and the Finisher, the Pioneer and Perfecter of our faith. I give Him glory. Oh, my God, we thank you, Lord. Bless, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Heal, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And deliver right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. We give glory and we give honor to God on today. Amen. As we go forward in Psalms, chapters 57 through 59 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. Be merciful to me, O God. Be merciful to me, for my soul trusts in you. And in the shadow of your wings, I will make my refuge until these calamities have passed by. I will cry out to God Most High, to God who performs all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me. He reproaches the one who would swallow me up, Selah. God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions. I lie among the sons of men who are set on fire, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps,
soul is bowed down. They have dug a pit before me. In the midst of it, they themselves have fallen. Selah. My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise. Awake, my glory. Awake, lute and harp. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing to you among the nations, for your mercy reaches unto the heavens and your truth unto the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be above all the earth. Do you indeed speak righteousness, you silent ones? Do you judge uprightly, you sons of men? No, in heart you work wickedness. You weigh out the violence of your hands in the earth, strange from the womb. They go astray as soon as they are born, speaking lies. Their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf cobra that stops its ear, which will not heed the voice of charmers, charming ever so skillfully. Break their teeth in their mouth, O God. Break out the fangs of the young lions, O Lord. Let them flow away as waters which run continually. When he bends his bow, let his arrows be as if it cut in pieces. Let them be like a snail which melts away as it goes. Let a stillborn child of a woman, that they may not see the sun. Before your pots can feel the burning thorns, he shall take them away as with a whirlwind, as in his living and burning wrath. The righteous shall rejoice when he sees the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked, so that men will say, surely there is a reward for the righteous. Surely he is God who judges the earth. Defend me from my enemies, O my God. Defend me from those who rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity and save me from bloodthirsty men. For look, they lie in wait for my life. The mighty gather against me, not for my transgression, nor for my sin, O Lord. They run and prepare themselves through no fault of mine. Awake to help me, and behold, you therefore, O Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to punish all the nations. Do not be merciful to any wicked transgressors. Selah. At evening they return. At evening they return, they growl like a dog, and go all around the city. Indeed, they belch with their mouth. Swords are in their lips, for they say, who hears? But you, O Lord, shall laugh at them. You shall have all the nations in derision. I will wait for you, O you, his strength, for God is my defense. My God of mercy shall come to meet me. God shall let me see my desire on my enemies. Do not slay them, lest my people forget. Scatter them by your power and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride. And for the cursing and lying which they speak, consume them in wrath. Consume them that they may not be. And let them know that God rules in Jacob to the ends of the earth, Selah. And even at evening they return. They growl like a dog and go all around the city. They wander up and down for food and howl if they are not satisfied. But I will sing of your power. Yes, I will sing aloud of your mercy in the morning, for you have been my defense and my refuge in the day of my trouble. To you, O my strength, I will sing praises, for God is my defense, my God of mercy. I read and you have heard from Psalms chapter 57 through 59. From the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you in the name of Jesus. I hope you will continue with me in this journey through a year in the word. Amen.